and welcome to Heartbeat. Did you know that you are acceptable to God just as you are? That's right, you are acceptable to God just as you are. God says to you, come as you are. Have you ever thought about that before? Have you ever really thought about what that means? What a powerful statement it is to say, come as you are. Many times over the years, and I've said it myself, that some people say in order to have a relationship with God, I need to go and fix some things about myself. Or they've said to me, Emma, you just don't know who I am. You know, once I sort some things out, then I'll be able to come to God. Or maybe if you've been on this faith journey for a while now, you know what it's like when maybe God's calling you to a new place in your life and you think to yourself, oh, I can't do that yet because there are some things I need to sort out first and then I'll be able to do what God asks me. But God says to us, come as you are. We don't need to go off and fix things ourselves and then come back to God. He just wants us as we are. And have you ever been out maybe to the shops and you bump into an old friend and you say to them, why don't you just come over for dinner tonight? Just come back now. And they're like, oh, but I couldn't. Have you seen what I'm wearing? I'm not dressed for it. And you just say to them, no, just come as you are. Just come. You know, God extends to us the same invitation, but even more powerfully because he says, I know you're not perfect, but I don't need you to be perfect. Just come as you are. It's a powerful statement that God says, I just love you just as you are. You know, we can't do anything. There's nothing we can do to make us worthy of God's love. He just loves us. That's why we can come to him just as we are. You know, when I was thinking about this heartbeat, it reminded me of a song that we've sung many times in Mass over the years, and maybe you know it too. And it's called Come As You Are. And I just want to read for you these lyrics. I know sometimes when songs are being sung at Mass, if I'm honest, sometimes I can just not think about the words. But when you really do, these words are such a powerful statement that God is saying to us. It's from his perspective. It's God talking to us. And so right now, I'm just going to read these lyrics. And what I'd like you to do is wherever you are, I want you to close your eyes, whether you're in your living room, whether you're listening to this on a podcast, watching this on your computer, why don't you just close your eyes? Now, if you're driving listening to this, don't close your eyes. We need you to keep your eyes open. But just listen to the words that I'm about to share. And imagine that this is God speaking to you, saying these words to you. So here we go. Come as you are. Come as you are. That's how I want you. Come as you are, feel quite at home. Close to my heart, loved and forgiven. Come as you are, why stand alone? No need to fear, love sets no limits. No need to fear, love never ends. Don't run away, shamed and disheartened. Rest in my love, trust me again. I came to call sinners, not just the virtuous. I came to bring peace, not to condemn. Each time you fail to live by my promise, why do you think I'd love you the less? Come as you are, that's how I love you. Come as you are, trust me again. Nothing can change the love that I bear you. All will be well, just come as you are. Those words, when you really, really think about them, are so powerful that Jesus says to us, come as you are, that's how I love you, just as you are, right now, however you are, all your imperfections, everything about you, everything that you've ever done, just come as you are, that's how I love you. He's saying, come as you are, come and trust me again. Maybe you're finding it difficult to trust God right now, because you're dealing with some things. He says, come with all of that, come just as you are and trust me again. You know, I just love the words. It says, don't run away shamed and disheartened. Sometimes we can feel shamed and disheartened and God says, come, rest in me. I love you. He also says, each time you fail to live by my promise, why do you think I'd love you the less? Often I think we can think in our lives that when we don't stand up to all the things that God's asked of us, we can think that God loves us less. But he doesn't. He loves us the same. His love for us is unwavering. So when we fail, just go to him. Go to him just as you are, because he loves you. His love will never lessen. Now, this week, if you look up these lyrics, Come As You Are, I encourage you to meditate on them. Take them to prayer. Ask God to come and be with you as you come as you are to be with him, and he will come. We can go off and we can try to fix ourselves to make us better for God, to make us better to have a relationship with him. But the truth is we can never fix ourselves. We will never be perfect. Only God can come and help us in our lives. That's why he sent his son Jesus, so that Jesus dying on the cross made up that gap between our imperfection and God's pure perfection. And we need God in order to live out the lives that he wants us to live. And he loves us that we don't need to fix anything. We don't need to do anything to be worthy of God's love. He just loves. And so this week, I encourage you to sit down and to come to God just as you are, just to pour it out all in front of him. You know, if you ever have a conversation with someone, you just let it all hang out there. Just sit before God's feet and say, God, this is who I am. And you know what? He won't be surprised, because he already knows. All he will do is continue to shower his love and his grace upon you. So I encourage you this week just to come as you are to Jesus and allow his love to wash over you. Right now, let's just pray and ask God to come and be with us as we come to be with him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I thank you for your love for us that is all accepting, all loving upon each one of us, no matter who we are, what we've done, what we've said, what we haven't done. You love us, Lord God, and you say to us, come as you are. So right now, this week, Lord, wherever we are, I pray that you would grace us with your presence in our lives, that we would be able to take that step towards you, to come just as we are to you. May we experience your love upon us in our lives. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.